sexually attractive. She's my fiance, who I love with all my heart and soon to be my wife. So it's bothering me lately every time I go to those sites and see a dozen or so pieces of art of people who have drawn depicting my girl in various sexual situations that the same person over and over, and that person happens to be you. Don't get me wrong here, though. This isn't a jealousy thing. I'm very secure in my relationship. I know without question that Twilight is just as faithful to me as I am to her. She's actually sitting on the couch next to me reading while I type this. She's very real to me, and I know she's not sneaking out in the middle of the night to go have kinky sex with some famous artist. And I do respect your talent as an artist, and an artist's creative freedom to draw whatever they want. That's cool. What bothers me is that in all these birthday images you've been getting, Twilight is always depicted as if she was your sexual plaything, drawn wearing a collar with your name on it, or with a speech bubble saying something that would somehow suggest she was your property. And I know quite well that Twilight Sparkle is not your plaything, nor your property. She is my fiance, so that bugs me a bit. What I find really loathsome, though, is your penchant for degrading my partner in both your art and the fan art you've been receiving lately. Twilight is a sweet and fairly vanilla little mare who I treat with the utmost love and respect, and she definitely does not deserve to be portrayed as some kind of sexual slave who likes being dressed up in sleazy attire, wearing a collar, getting sodomized, and having her face ejaculated on. She's not into that kind of stuff, and the fact that there's someone out there in the world such as yourself who would desire to treat Twilight that way and have his friend support and validate his desire to demean and mistreat my partner by drawing pictures of him doing so really does bother me. I don't take any issue with people having kinky sex as long as both parties consent to it and enjoy it, but I know quite well that my Twilight has no desire whatsoever to be treated like that. So next year, when your birthday comes around, keep in mind that Twilight Sparkle isn't just a lifeless cartoon character to be objectified for your sexual gratification. She's a partner of someone who loves her very much, and by that time, their wife. So both myself and Twilight would greatly appreciate it if you take someone else to request erotic art for your birthday, based on the very large amount of different ponies you draw art. I imagine there has to be many other ponies you find sexually attractive. I assume you'll probably just dismiss this message as the ramblings of a crazy person and likely ignore it, but if by some chance you do take what I have to say to heart, well, we'd appreciate it. Regards.
What the fuck?
I highly object. I object to this marriage. I object to Tiani in general. Tiani, no. This is not happening.
Before you object, I have to say my little do this, and then blah blah blah. This doesn't
even matter. Okay, go ahead.
I take this apart.
Tiani, you take Anik as your groom to have and to hold forever and love him regardless, through thick and thin, through sick and health, through real and golly. Anik, you can take Tiani as your bride to have, to hold, to love, to appreciate this beautiful girl who will forever be in your life, and hopefully you do not sexualize Twilight Sparkle ever again. For real and golly.
For real and golly?
Do we have any objections?
I object! I object! I object! I'm saving you! Get the fuck out! No, I'm saving your husband from your crazy-